Hi, it's Dave. So this is part 5 in my series of How to Get Rich, and I'll link to the entire playlist in the video description below. In this video, I want to talk about what to do when you feel like you don't have enough money to invest. Some people ask, so I want to get rich, but I only have $5,000. Like, what do I do? So the entire wealth generation kind of process, I think, can be described as a system. So number one, you exchange your time, knowledge, and the value that you can give to others. You exchange that for money, and then you use that money to buy assets or resources that can grow on their own. And then you repeat this process until the assets can generate enough income to cover all your living expenses, yet the assets continue to grow. And I call this kind of an escape velocity. You're able to escape the gravity of like financial burden, because if you just leave, right, these assets are able to grow on their own, these assets are able to cover your living expenses and continue to grow. Now, one of the biggest challenges, though, is how to get started. Now, you can get started investing with just $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. And to be honest, actually, I think it's really challenging. And the reason is because the rate of return is just so small, relatively. Unless you're a child or, let's say, a teenager, where the rate of return can be significant. However, if you're a working adult, investing $10,000 and, let's say, growing it 10% a year, that's like $1,000. So if you got $11,000 versus $10,000, right, at the end of the year, it's not a real life-changing difference. The problem is you need sufficient amount of capital to invest initially in order for your investment returns to be significant. So what can we base kind of the idea of significant on? I think it's personal and relative in different ways, but I like to look at it in terms of 1 year of living expenses. Let's say someone has living expenses of $30,000 or so. So they invest $100,000 and it grows 10% in 1 year to $110,000. Now that's $10,000 in growth. So 1/3 of their annual living expenses. Now that's pretty significant. And much more than, let's say, just growing your investments, your capital from $10,000 to $11,000. That would be $1,000 or just probably less than 3%, right, of your $30,000 annual living expenses. But let's say a person has $1 million invested and it grows 10% a year. Now that's $100,000, which would be 3 times their annual living expenses. Now that's becoming actually really significant compared, right, to their living expenses. So if your starting capital initially is relatively small, where it's growing, let's say 10% a year, the result is that it's covering just a few percent of your living expenses. And I think that's the essence of why it could be challenging in the beginning to feel even motivated to invest with little capital. It reminds me a little bit of golf, where as a beginner golf, you're at a complete disadvantage because the first shot you hit is into the rough, and then it becomes harder and harder, right, as each shot goes. And in similar ways, it's like with investing, the bigger and the more capital you have, the more motivating it is, because the returns are more substantial. So understandably, I think oftentimes people who have limited capital, let's say, they're able to take some more risk. Let's say if they're younger and in the position to take risk, because let's say with $10,000, you're wanting a faster return on that capital, and you're willing to take, at least some people, riskier bets to grow that capital. So in order to do that, however, and this is a completely natural, I think, desire, and it's great to do in some ways, but the challenge is you're taking on more risk, right, to get that higher return. And therefore, you're exposing yourself to a higher likelihood of losing your initial capital and perhaps even losing interest in investing altogether. And I've seen that many times. But then again, you also have those people who choose the right bets and somehow are able to make significant short-term bets. So I'm not completely discounting, right, the idea of going for kind of quick returns. However, I think a more surefire way to increase capital in the beginning is to increase your income and then to divert as much of your income or your savings as you can into investing. So the question is, how can you increase your income? I think there are basically 2 ways. You either start your own thing, or you help your existing company grow, help your existing company and thereby grow your income that way. Now, a lot of, I think, your choice or one's choice on this approach will be dependent on your personality and your values. Personally, I have more of kind of a rebellious personality. It's independent. I'm slightly like suspicious of everything. And thus, I've always preferred starting and doing my own thing. And that's come very natural. But for many others, and probably most others, they don't have much of a problem working like in a company for other people. So I'll address this crowd that perhaps is already working in a company, because I think that's by far the larger crowd. So here's, I think, a few key things to increase your income if you're working in a company. And this is kind of my attempt to get at the first principles of what really is income and how do you increase that at a rapid pace. So number one, I think your company has to be the right environment where they reward value creators. Some companies, I think, are overly bureaucratic or dysfunctional. You might create a ton of value, but you just won't get rewarded for it. And I think, in my opinion, you want to get out of that type of situation as soon as possible. Now, second of all, you want to be able to give 10 times the value that you're currently give to your company. So this is what I mean by this. A lot of people, they think, I think, too incrementally. They say, I'll improve the value I give to my company by 5%. I say, I'll come in, I'll work a little bit harder. I won't be late, right? I'll say, you know, a few minutes later. But the problem is nobody really notices the incremental. It's too nuanced and it's too hard to catch. If you want to like stand out, you need to actually up the value that you're giving your company exponentially to the point where it's undeniable. So how is this even possible, let's say, to 10x the value that you give to your company? Well, I think in essence, you need to find out what your company cares about the most. Now, it might not be what they say they care about, because they might say they care about a lot of different things, but ultimately it's what they really care about. And for most companies, what they really care about is growing revenue and growing profit. And the reason is a growing company, right, that's growing, let's say, revenue and or profit, that just covers most of all the negatives in a company, right? The company feels great. They're able to, you know, make great decisions. The whole environment and sentiment in the company is positive. So your goal, in my opinion, if you're wanting to boost your income in a significant way, is to become the person in your company that is contributing the most to growing your company's revenue or profit. Now, I'll repeat this. The key to significantly, right, growing your income, right, quickly is to have a goal to become the person, right, the number one person in your company that is contributing the most to growing your company's revenue and or profit. This is what I think you ought to be going to sleep thinking about. This is what you should be talking about all day. This is what you should be reading about, watching, right, about, researching about. And everything that you volunteer at work to work on should be related to this goal, right, of becoming the person that's contributing the most to growing your company's revenue and profit. So what if, though, the stuff you're currently working on at work isn't related really that much to growing revenue or profit? In my opinion, in that case, you want to get your current stuff, right, that you're delegated with, you want to get it done as quick as possible, right, in the shortest amount of time. And then you want to take on and volunteer for new projects that are directly related to growing revenue and or profit. So how do you do this? I think the key is, with the extra time you freed up, you're going to volunteer. You're going to actually push the envelope, go to your boss, even write a letter to your CEO if your company structure allows for it, and directly address ideas of how the company can grow revenue and profits and volunteer to take on, right, new initiatives and new projects. The key is you keep on pushing. You start with small projects. They could be tiny projects, just a few weeks at a time. And you prove your worth to your company by growing some revenue in some way. And you keep pushing it until you're growing and taking on bigger and bigger projects. Ultimately, I think taking the revenue problem of your company and making it kind of your own problem, your own personal responsibility, right? This is kind of the hack that I think that unlocks probably the way where you can boost your income the quickest and the most significantly. I think this might be an unusual tactic for many people. It's kind of untraditional in a lot of ways, and you might be resistant and you might be saying, isn't that the CEO's role? Like, she should be caring, or she should be caring about, right, growing the revenue or profit of the company. Why me? And I think if you're thinking this, you're missing the point. See, the CEO, in a lot of ways, he or she is often worried. They're tired. They've been in the position for a long time. They're out of ideas, right? And they really lack people to help them to really execute their job, to really grow revenue or profits. So if you kind of reconstruct and redefine your idea of right? The person in charge of the company. Sure, he or she is acting confident, but in reality, they're kind of scared, they're kind of worried, they need new ideas, and most of all, the most valuable thing is they need somebody, right, to step up and to take responsibility of growing the company's profits and revenue. Now, most often, the CEO, if, right, is a person that has been proven, right, and has risen the ranks, they're happy to unload responsibility to that person and to compensate accordingly. And that's where you get, right, the value, the compensation for the value that you're giving. Now, the thing is, you don't need to know how to grow revenue or profit in your company initially, right? The point is more having the attitude and taking on the responsibility, kind of understanding this hack, right? And then you just start volunteering, taking on small projects and growing those projects and letting your brain and hard work, you figure out the solution. Now, once you get into it, you're able to take bigger and bigger problems and you start becoming indispensable to your company or let's say your division or your group. And then you can start asking for increasingly more compensation because it's justified and you'll get that compensation, right? Because you're giving indispensable value to your company. Now, there are certain companies I think are more open and supportive to the efforts, right, of a person wanting to take on more responsibility like this. And usually these companies are companies that value meritocracy over age or position or experience, right? I think those companies usually will be a better fit, right, if you're trying this method. Also, it's going to be tough if your company is in a dying field, right? You'll increase your odds greatly by being in a company that's in a growing field. Personally, I grew up in Silicon Valley. And a lot of my kind of old junior high and high school friends and people I went to classes with, they're in great or high positions, let's say, in many Silicon Valley companies. That's not necessarily because they're so much smarter than other people, right, who grew up in, let's say, a different area or a different city. A lot of times it's just they're in the right place in the right position at the right time. And sometimes I think having a flexible idea of relocating to a new location or to be in a different field that's in a growing field can actually be a smart decision. Now, I'm fully aware that a lot of people are going to have a strong reaction against a lot of what I'm saying in this video. They claim that it might not be practical, right? It's too difficult. Oh, it's not for me. And maybe that's true because most people will try to follow an incremental approach because it kind of makes more sense. It's easier to grasp and they will try to be a better worker, right? By getting to work on time and try to do their work a little better. And that might work for some, but oftentimes it's going to take a long, long time. In fact, you might even get stuck and you might not even get to the place you want to be in terms of your income. Now, I know myself as a business owner, for over the past decade that I value hardworking people very highly, but any employee that takes responsibility over growing my company's revenue or profit, now that's on another level. It's different than just a hardworking employee. That type of employee who's able to really contribute to the most valuable part of the company, now that's extremely rare and extremely valuable. All in all, in summary, to me, this is the quickest way to boost your income. It's likely, in my opinion, to radically change the trajectory of your work and your career. And it's about kind of first principles. It's about thinking about income and thinking about the value you give your company in terms of first principles. And it's saying, okay, how can I boost the value I give to my company, let's say 10x? But what is the value, right, that the company really is asking for, is looking for? And it's really delivering, right? Practical ways to increase your company's revenue and profit. And if you're able to do this, then your income, right, will follow, I think, in some amazing ways. Now, if you're more of the pioneering and entrepreneur type, you might be able to just go out there and start providing value to people by just asking around and poking around. Like you're getting out there in the market, getting out there in the neighborhood. And it could be a side hustle to start with. But overall, I think with that entrepreneur spirit, you're able to take calculated risks at first and you keep at it, right? You keep on coming up with new ideas and hard work gets rewarded, in my opinion. All right, lastly, and my last point in all of this is I think it's easy to get cynical. Some people think the system is rigged. And yes, there are a lot of kind of things that are unfair, right, in our systems. And a lot of people are born with or are in environments that are at a disadvantage to start with. However, I think there's a bigger system at hand and it's a system of principles where, hard work is rewarded, creativity and delivering high value, and especially in an economic system where companies are competing and vying for their livelihood to survive, to deliver the highest value of increasing your company's profit or revenue, that gets rewarded all the time, especially with the attitude of taking ownership and responsibility. Anyways, just want to encourage you guys to start taking the wealth, kind of start the wealth flywheel, right? You exchange value and extremely high value, right, that you create for money, and then you exchange that for assets that can grow on their own, eventually to the point where they cover your living expenses and they continue, right, to grow. This is the path, I think, to getting wealth, at least financially, right? I mean, I believe there are many aspects to being so-called rich, and a lot of us actually are rich in many ways. Just having the breath to breathe and having health, having an outlook in life, having relationships, right? Being able to make your own decisions and think your own thoughts. All of this is amazingly just valuable things that we all have, or at least most of us have. And I think it's definitely things to be thankful for. Anyways, if this video has been helpful, go ahead, like it and subscribe to my channel. Check out the other videos in my How to Get Rich series. I hope that it will lay kind of a foundation of kind of principles and thinking in the right way. All right. Take care, and we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks. Bye.